All right, we checked in with Joey DuPay, longtime friend of mine who was a quarterback in high school, college, has coached for 17 years, former coach at BYU. And I wanted to get his take on this because as a former quarterback, how big of a deal is this? Jay and I spoke with him earlier today. So tell me, how much can an underinflated or overinflated ball make a difference when you're handling it? What difference does that make?
Well, I'll tell you what, that's a great question, Amy, and it can make a major difference. It's interesting, you know, as a quarterback and talking to other quarterbacks, preparing for games, you're always concerned about the ball that you're going to use, just the feel, the grip, the, you know, if it's overinflated, underinflated, there's just preferences. Guys have preferences, and that's why they kind of have the standard weight, you know, that everyone should have the same amount of air in a ball so they're all, you know, somewhat consistent.
Do you think that it could be considered an unfair advantage within a couple of pounds for one team over the other?
You know, it could be an unfair advantage without question. And, you know, whether, you know, Tom Brady actually had a major role in this or not, I have absolutely no idea. But yeah, it could play a definite factor. You know, if the ball's underinflated a little bit, you know, it's a little softer to catch for the wide receivers. It's going to travel through the air a little bit differently. And for the quarterback, just the grip might feel so much different that now he feels a little bit more comfortable throwing the pass.
Okay, my other question is that we've heard some coaches say that lots of teams do things to their footballs to help them in one way or the other. What are some of those things besides inflation that people do to footballs to have an advantage?
You know what? That's a great question. And I actually don't have the answer for you. You know, I've been coaching for 17 years, and it's never been a huge topic that, hey, what are we going to do with our footballs this week to have the advantage over our opponent? You know, more, you know, the reality of it is, you know, the equipment manager generally will bring the footballs to the starting quarterback and say, hey, you know, check all these balls out. Tell me how they feel. Which ones do you want to use in the game? The quarterback will then go ahead and pick the balls that he wants to use. I believe the Patriots had 24 balls ready for the game.
Now, we've also heard some questions about receivers, and I don't know if you can speak to this or not. Does it make the ball easier to catch if there's less air in it, and how does the weather affect that?
Absolutely. You know, I'm not a weather genius, and so I can't tell you exactly how the weather's going to affect the ball, but I will share this with you. If you have a ball that's not inflated as much, it's going to be easier for the receiver to catch. And when he squeezes the ball, if there's a little bit more squish in that ball, a little bit more squeeze to it, naturally it becomes a little bit easier. And so it does make a difference.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you if they did purposefully take some air out of those footballs, in your eyes, is that enough to pull them out of the game altogether? We have people saying that.
Oh, I would say no. You know, obviously they'll monitor the situation differently going into the Super Bowl, but I wouldn't say that it warrants pulling Tom Brady out of the game. You know, I would be willing to bet that Bill Belichick, he probably didn't even know that this occurred, period.
That's what he says.
Yeah, and I believe him because he's got other things on his plate. I mean, think about it. Tom Brady, this isn't like a college quarterback. This is a man that's been doing this for a long time, making a living playing quarterback. He knows exactly what he needs and what he wants, and I really don't think he, you know, personally gives an over-the-top huge advantage. It's just, you know, it's just more of a preference. You know, it's probably just more Tom feeling more comfortable throwing the ball when it's a little bit underdeflated.
Thanks, Joey. Joey DuPay, a longtime friend and former Navy coach, former BYU coach. He's a high school coach now, former quarterback himself, saying definite advantages when it comes to one inflation of a football over another.
Would you feel the difference from first half to second half? I have to know.
We are going to do a browser's test
yes.
on this tomorrow. If Amy Iverson can tell a difference in a football
just
in
how
in that much
feels,
pressure,
this, how you
then
can
no
squeeze
doubt
it.
Tom Brady could
yeah.
feel it.